Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
From the other artists. I feel like we are a collective group that support each other and help each other and provide the audience with our own ministry, if you know what I mean. We're all telling our story. It's just a different style and it's just a different perspective. We all have different backgrounds, and as long as we continue to be true to ourselves, we could tell that story and relate to as many people as possible.
Right. Well, the reason why is that is because you said we all have a different story to tell. We have all had our own our own journeys, and I definitely understand and definitely can relate to that. But my thing is that we've all had someone or certain individuals that have played a major influence in our direction in life. And what I've noticed, I may be wrong, won't be the first, definitely will not be the last. Miss Whitney Houston has played a big influence in your life.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to ask you, I know a lot of the listeners would like to know, what is it or what was it about her that left such a lasting impression on you as a vocalist, as an artist, as a performer?
Her captivating energy. I don't remember life without Whitney Houston, I'll say that, until she passed away. And she was the first person that I saw on television that had the grace, the presence, the smile, and the voice to match. And I told myself, I want to be like that when I grow up. Just watching her sing, you know, the standard dialects of I Will Always Love You, I Have Nothing, all the way down to Saving All My Love for You. That's actually one of the most important songs to me out of her entire catalog. And so just watching how she delivered the story and just that that voice, that amazing voice. And that's what people always remember her for, that voice. And that's what I want people to remember me for, my voice.
Now, fortunately, at the end of the day, this is a business, and you are a brand. From the business aspect, from it, how do you see yourself, and also collectively as a team, what do you feel is the best way to promote your brand? Because, I mean, you have cute little fingers dipped in everything. Again, the being an actor, being an actress. So what do you find more as far as a more powerful vehicle to market your brand?
The most powerful vehicle that I have right now is my connection to the acting world, because I know theater, I know stage, I know film, and because of I know the business side, I know what it's like to be on both sides of the camera. I also know what kind of music to create for that. And so I think that's going to be my biggest advantage, just knowing the acting industry too, so I can marry both acting and singing through music.
One thing I found very interesting over the years is that there's a major difference between being a singer and being a vocalist. It's also very special and very unique when you have an artist that has the capacity to show such a sense of vulnerability, because I think all of us, I know I'm speaking as a male, that we like to micromanage our emotions. We don't allow people to get too close because, quote unquote, in our mindsets, it's a sign of weakness. What I see from you listening to your voice is that you show such a sense of vulnerability in yourself. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to become comfortable allowing other people in to who Lee Anderson is? Not just as an artist, but just as a person.
Oh my goodness. It's still a journey. But I just know at the end of the day, the more vulnerable I am and the more open I am, the more I can affect more people, the more people would appreciate my work because they'll be able to relate to it. It's an advantage to me. I don't see it as a weakness at all. And I think it's a vehicle to help and heal people from broken hearts.
Well, question. I've seen over years, you know, social media has played a very strong influence on music, where you only have a handful of major labels left, and you have a lot of independent artists, which I believe is great because you have total control over your artistry. You're not a puppet on a string. For you, how have you managed? As you said, you're very well, you have a clear understanding on the business aspect. How have you managed over the years to make sure that you had or do have the right team around you and not allowing yourself to be, I guess, bothered or fazed by the ups and downs of the industry and remain truthful to who you are as an artist?
I want to thank spirituality. I always follow my heart. I always follow my gut. And so if I am around someone, and you could ask everyone on my team, everyone that I work with, it's because I felt their energy and I was gravitated towards that. And you just have to continue to work with people that you could laugh with, that you could smile with. If it's a bad vibe, I kind of stay away from it. Even with going to certain parties or going to someone's events, like everyone's always like, why don't you go to these industry events? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? If the vibe's not there, then I kind of stay away from it, because you are who you are around. You you transfer the energy you give off and you take in. And so you have to constantly take in the positive part and the good people around you. So I think that's just it. I lead with my heart and I follow my gut. And if it doesn't feel right, I kind of stay away from it. And that's how you remain pure. And that's all. I'm sorry?
I can definitely relate, because people don't understand that what a negative energy and a negative vibe, it creates. It can be very cancerous. So I always want to make sure myself, always put me in the best situation. They're all vibing. It's all a positive vibe together. When you're in the studio and creating process for you, what is creating, or is it more of a release when you're performing live?
I'm sorry, what was the last part of the question?
No, I said, is it more of a release performing live than is the creative part in the studio?
I think for me it's more of a release performing live, but both of them are pretty exciting. when I'm creating, I feel like it's a lab, and I handpick the musicians to be on the song, and then I go into the studio with Dee Moet, and then we have our own little mood and exchange of ideas, and we just mostly talk about how we could get the message across the easiest and the best for people that follow me, can continue to follow me and grow with me, and eventually continue to vibe with me. And so it's all, that's just exciting. It's kind of like a chef in the kitchen. And you know how happy a chef is in the kitchen. Have you ever seen a chef in the kitchen just cooking up and stuff? That's how I feel in the studio. So it's just a different type of energy and excitement. But I'm more fulfilled on stage. I'm so happy. And especially when I could see the faces of people in the audience singing along with me or smiling or... Oh, when they cuddle with their loved ones because of my music, that makes me so excited, too.
Now,
I'm like, yeah, grab your man.
Absolutely. Now, having such a euphoric feeling when you're performing, how long does it take you to come down from that kind of high after a performance?
Oh, it takes a long time. It takes a while. I just did a Whitney Houston tribute show, and I'm still tremendously happy over that. I just went over the footage last night, and I was smiling in my sleep.
So I must ask you, with the new hit single, Hopelessly Loyal, what does Hopelessly Loyal mean to Lee Anderson?
Well, I'm going to let you in. It's my sister. My sister that wrote the song.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's the first time that I had someone else write a song for me. And, oh, my gosh, she's just amazing. She's in love. She's just got engaged. And I find myself, I love the man that she's engaged to. And just seeing their relationship and being there, not in a romantic sense. I hope that didn't come off wrong. But no, I love him like a brother. I'm like, I finally have a brother.
We understand. So, we understand.
And just seeing their relationship, and it's a hopelessly loyal situation where you can't help it. Like, you love someone so much, you want to be with them all the time, every time. You want to make sure they're happy. You're happy when they're happy. You think about them. It's just this real pure love that's just effortless and easy to give. It's paradise.
Now, I may be wrong, but it sounds like Lee Anderson is definitely a hopeful romantic. You believe in romance, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I am a hopeless romantic. Yes, I am. I am Love Jones.
the industry can be so, wow, it can take up so much of your time. How have you been able to manage to balance a personal life and also continue on with your career?
I don't think I do well. That's another song to write, I guess.
You don't think you do well? Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just don't. I'm not. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Well, it all takes time. It comes in time. Yeah. It comes in day. Crack me, hey. Baby steps. It takes time. It takes time to balance both. For you, I know seeing and being able to perform and being able to that kind of relationship with the listeners are very important to you. At the end of the day, what do you want to do as far as when you look back on your career? Because, I mean, you're just starting. I mean, as far as you, the path is long, but staying with it. At the end of the day, how do you want your music to be remembered? Let's take it to another level. How do you want to be remembered as an artist?
I want to be remembered as the beautiful girl with the voice. I want people to listen to my music and say, oh my gosh, your voice is just so beautiful. It's angelic. It's timeless. And I could listen to her every day. And be healed by her spirit through her music, even when I'm gone.
That's incredible. That's exactly what Miss Houston did. She left footprint without question. But this conversation with colleagues, I said, you know, it's very rare that especially a female artist, an African American female artist, was able to, as far as music is concerned, where she was able to stretch every genre from R&B to pop, her listening audience, she broke that barrier. She was able to reach listeners internationally. And I know how challenging it can be for an artist, especially African-American female artists. For you, do you feel that you're up to the task, that you're up to the challenge to do that?
Absolutely. That's going to be my 2018. That's why I can't wait. I can't wait for you to listen to the rest of the songs for that, because it's set with that goal in mind to reach people globally. I mean, I'm a Southern girl. I love the South. And so it'll always have those essences of the Southern Belle. But if I could globalize that, if I could have people dancing to me in Africa, that would be beautiful. If I could have people singing along with me in Asia, that would be gorgeous too. And so that's going to be, that's basically the foundation of the new songs that I have written the past 3 months that aren't released yet. And you will see.
Okay. Oh, well, hey.
Yes.
The Timber is waiting to get a little hand on them this week and Dave come here first. But it's amazing when you mention places like Asia, it's Asia, Japan, the UK, Australia, they have love affair with R&B music and jazz, where you still have music stores. I mean, I know that may sound foreign to a lot of the listeners here, but once upon a time, there were record stores here in the States. You know, alas, they're no longer here, but the liner notes, I mean, they really fall in love with the artist and the music. For you, have you had an opportunity to experience that kind of love, being able to travel outside the United States?
Not through my own music, no. But it's going to happen because I put it on my vision board. But just I do get messages in different languages and talking about how much they love my music. And so I know it's a start. I know I'm on the right path. And actually, the first subscriber that I ever got on YouTube was from South Korea. And so I know that I could reach them, and I am reaching them, although I'm not there yet, but I will be there soon.
Now, I mentioned earlier about having a strong team. How have you managed to keep the people, I find it kind of apropos, to keep the people that are really, truly loyal to you, the ones who care about you as a person, instead of having people around you because they want something else from you? How have you been able to manage that, to kind of weed out those type of hangers-on, so to speak?
I'm going to say it's my gut. When I say it's my gut, it's God. My God is my gut. My gut talks to me in my gut. So when the alarm goes off and it just doesn't feel right anymore, I really just ease out of it. And it's not a cut-off situation. Like, I don't like to cut anybody off. I think that's rude. But just understanding that some people don't always see your vision, and that's okay. They want to believe in other things, and so they should be around people that believe in the same things that they do and not force your product onto them.
Without question. Now, before we get into the new hit single, Family, and it is available as we speak. Yes, it is. The Lee Anderson of today. If you could get in a time machine and go back 7 years, what would you say to Lee Anderson 7 years ago? If you could just sit down and have a conversation with her at a jazz club or just in the living room, what would you say to her?
Do other things. 7 years ago, I was heavily involved in musical theater. It was my life, auditioning. And I just didn't get that it's okay to do other things. It's okay to hang out. It's okay to try modeling. It's okay to do screen work, because I was so in my own little bubble. And so I would encourage me to do more things. And it's okay to be afraid.
And now you have blossomed into an exquisite butterfly. Lord have mercy. Let's get to it. The new hit single, Lee Anderson, Hopelessly Loyal, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Democracy, the incredible Lee Anderson, hopelessly loyal. Here's on LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the new single is available this week via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always go over to Amazon.com to get all the latest updates. Let you walk, stop by Lee's short site. That's at www.IamLeeAnderson. That's L-E-A Anderson.com. Also on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, the same handle. My queen, it has definitely been an honor to have you on the show. Here in the studio, I have roughly around 9 people, and they are just losing their collective minds listening to your voice.
You thank
definitely
you.
Always are a pleasure. You definitely have been given a gift and on behalf of the teddy bear and the rest of the LTO Radio family. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. This is your second home, and hopefully soon you'll leave Chocolate City and come down here to Houston and perform live. We would love to have you here in the studio.
Thank you. I would love to be there too.
Okay. Now, you know, before you leave, what is the next upcoming? What is the next upcoming event that you have as far as performances are concerned?
I will actually be in Harlem next month. I will be doing my original music in jazz form, so it will be at Minton on March 25th.
March 25th. Okay, I know, family. We gotta wait that long. Yeah, before you know it's going to be. It'll be here. But much continued success, and hopefully we see you down the road very soon. Okay.
Thank you.
My pleasure. The very talented Lee Anderson here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness, such a lovely, captivating voice. Well, it's that time, family, to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills. But in the meantime, let's get lost in some Lauren Talese with Love Poems. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Yeah, ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah, that's why I'm easy. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
For those who missed out on the live interview, you can always re-listen to the entire broadcast at Google Play Music / LOTL The Zone. Also on TuneIn at LOTL The Zone. And last but certainly not least, we're also on iTunes with the same handle. And remember to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by the official website at www.lotlthezone.com. Lord have mercy.
This is Al Chaucer, the son of soul, and you listening to the smooth, sultry sound of the teddy bear on LOTL, the Comfort Zone.
your heart that's gold. That's why
I feel like you already love me.
Like you already love
me.
Like you already love me.
I feel like you already trust me.
Like you already trust me. Like you already trust me.
I feel. Like you already know.
Had to take it back just a little bit. The Commodores, Night Shift. You're in the zone of LOTL Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Miss Lee Anderson. Thank you so much, my queen. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new single, Hopelessly Loyal. Available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also for the adventurism in you. Yeah, adventurism. You can also pick it up on Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by Lee's official website. That's at www.imleeanderson.com. That's L-E-A Anderson. Also, the same handles go for Twitter, Instagram, and also on Facebook. And remember, to get all the latest updates, the comings and goings of the zone, and of course, yours truly, the humble chocolate one, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, that teddy bear, stop by the official website at lotlthezone.com. Also on Twitter and Instagram at LOTL Radio on Instagram. That's LOTL Radio The Zone. And also we can be located on Google. For those who missed the live broadcast, you can get with us a music store and on TuneIn on Google Music Store. That's going to LOTL Zone. So in the same handle. It has definitely been a pleasure. Speaking of pleasure, won't you join the teddy bear this coming Friday, February the 16th, as we welcome another exceptional, very talented vocalist. And she goes by the name of Tangina Stone, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new album. That's at 2 p.m. East, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My goodness, tune in and tune out all the negativity. And for those, I know we're not going to be on the air on Valentine's Day, but on the chocolate teddy bear, to all the lovely people out there, my cup is over, with red hearts and licorice. Lord have mercy. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in and supporting us, because without you, there is no zone and definitely no teddy bear. But as in closings and always, keep reaching for the stars, keep your head to the sky, and always, more importantly, more than anything else, Lord have mercy, keep it so in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.
Feel the beat, yeah. Beat it up. when we apart. Love's never far.
Love's never far.
Love's never far.
Insatiable.
Unmovable, not gonna stop.